Since Fidel Castro's government arrested and jailed some 75 critics and summarily executed three men who tried to hijack a ferry to the United States, there has been much rethinking among those who were seeking to normalize relations with Cuba. The European Union is now reviewing its relations with the island. In the U.S., efforts on Capitol Hill to end the travel ban have been scaled back. And the Cuba Policy Foundation, a bipartisan group dedicated to improving U.S.-Cuban relations, has closed up shop. Perhaps most surprisingly, the harsh sentences given to dissident writers and activists this spring have brought about intense discussion and criticism among scholars and writers on the left who have supported Cuba in the past. NPR's Marco Adler reports.
After Castro's actions this spring, the Campaign for Peace and Democracy released a complex statement. It denounced Cuba's wave of repression, but it also criticized the United States, both for the war in Iraq and for its history of attacks on Cuba and the embargo. The statement has been signed by a star-studded list of left intellectuals, from Noam Chomsky and Howard Zinn to Barbara Ehrenreich and Edward Said. The Cuban government denounced the statement and described it as the consequence of distance, disinformation, and the trauma of failed socialist experiments, and some have said it's the end of the left's romance with Cuba. But the signers have a very different view. Relations may be strained, they say, but they are not broken. Longtime peace activist Cora Weiss is now president of an international network of peace organizations called the Hague Appeal for Peace.
Executing fishermen is not acceptable.
For years, she said, she admired Cuba's strides in education, science, and health care. She still does.
I tend not to use the word left, because I'm not sure I know what it means today. But people who are decent and who want freedom and rights respected for all people are not breaking with Cuba. They're expressing a very legitimate point of view when something goes wrong. Something went badly wrong this time and had to be denounced.
Cuba has always been seen by the left as a tiny country of 11 million people that, against all odds, has resisted the might of the United States. While they may have bemoaned Cuba's persecution of gays and dissidents, it was a brave little sardine facing a shark. Howard Zinn, the author of A People's History of the United States, said he signed the statement because it criticized both Cuba and the United States. Still, he has found himself receiving a number of angry emails from Cuba's defenders on the left.
They thought that we weren't taking cognizance of the fact that Cuba was a beleaguered country, but I think they're mistaking what we understand and distorting our position.
Zinn says it's totally appropriate for someone like him to criticize the Cuban government for executions and prison sentences, something he has opposed everywhere in the world. If there is any irony here, he says, it is that Cuba is acting like the United States.
With its death penalties, with its punitive, justice system, with its, incarceration of huge numbers of people, who is more in favor of capital punishment than the American government? Well, maybe China.
Sandra Levinson is the director of the Center for Cuban Studies in New York City, which for 31 years has promoted cultural exchanges between Cuba and the United States. Levinson spends much of her time trying to explain the Cuban position to people in the U.S. She admits that her position is hard for people here to understand. She says only those who have been to Cuba recently can believe that Cuba feels threatened. When people tell her, look, so the U.S. gave dissidents some copying machines and tape recorders, the dissidents didn't do anything serious, she responds,
well, it's a little bit like our preemptive strike against Iraq. We don't want anyone to do anything serious to us. The World Trade Center, that's enough for us. Well, you have to understand that on a smaller scale, it's enough for Cuba that we invaded during the Bay of Pigs. And people say, that happened 40 years ago. I know. A small country doesn't forget those things, especially if it's in that small country's interest to continue reminding people of their history. And I think it is, as long as we don't have relations, as long as we have an embargo, as long as we are so strong and Cuba is so weak.
Levinson, who is strongly against the death penalty herself, admits that much of the criticism of Cuba from the left comes from people with very consistent positions against the death penalty and long jail sentences. She says the Cubans have been most upset with a statement against Cuban repression by the Uruguayan writer Eduardo Galeano, who called Castro's acts a sin against hope. But he also wrote that the fact that the Cuban Revolution had lost the wind of spontaneity and freshness was something to feel pain about. One Cuban exile historian, quoted in the Miami Herald, said the left's pact with Cuba has now been broken. But most left critics of Cuba's policies simply believe Cuba has failed in being the example they believe it still should be. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.